and we are here in the Conlin Center where the women's basketball team will host the Chaminade Silver Swords. Chaminade comes in at 2-10, 2-6 in the conference, and their last game was at Academy of Art where they dropped that match 80-61, and this is their second game of a three-game road trip for the Silver Swords on the West Coast. And your home team tonight, the Dominican Penguins, are at 7-9, 4-6 overall in the PacWest Conference, and they lost a tough nail-biter to BYU Hawaii here in the Conlin Center, 64-61. And now I bring in my partner, Mike Temple, who was on the call of that game, and that one was back and forth. It would have been a big win if the Penguins could have gotten it. They couldn't, but now they look forward to trying to defeat the Chaminade team. What are the keys tonight that you see?
Yeah, that game against BYU Hawaii, really a game in which I think Coach Lacoste and the Penguins supporters really thought that they outplayed them in. It was a game that went back and forth. They were up by 7 after the first half, and they kind of let, right after the first half buzzer sounded, and they came out for the second half, a 9-2 run to tie things up for BYU Hawaii. And then from then on, it was really a seesaw battle into which they couldn't get that clutch stop on the defensive end. And really, it was Carly Holbrook's huge day and Weathered inability to score big like she has the whole time through. So I expect Weathered tonight to go off on the Chaminade team, in which I think they're going to get her early offense and really look for her to get scoring early.
And what Temple and I noticed from the starting lineup from Coach Lacoste is he's going to go a little bit big. Lauren Hyatt has been inserted into the starting lineup. Jesse Marshall will come off the bench. The Chaminade Silver Swords are not particularly too tall here, and so Coach Lacoste wants to go with the height advantage. Do you see that working to the Penguins' advantage throughout this ballgame?
Yeah, I think that's exactly why Coach Lacoste went to both Hyatt and Nelson down low. This team in Chaminade, they struggle to rebound. They're at a minus 15.5 rebound margin per game. So if you can really pound the glass and get extra opportunities, second chance points down low, that should really help you throughout the course of this game. And that's why I think both Hyatt and Nelson are the keys down low to really get the Penguins extra shots and kind of kick it out to those guards to see if they can get it down the second time.
Two wins in the Pac West for the Silver Swords, both of them coming against Notre Dame, Dane Nemeur, and Fresno Pacific. Both of those teams are at the bottom of the Pac West, along with the Silver Swords. And along with the minus 15 rebounding margin that Temple alluded to, they also give up nearly 79 points per game. So the Penguins can get out and run, really pound the glass, and try to take an early lead and put the Silver Swords out early. For the Silver Swords, Crystal Henry will be the woman to key on tonight. She is the leading scorer at 11.5 points per game. Also leads the PacWest Conference in steals at 2.5 per game. Lila Mayo and Katie Buskey also average just above 10 points in double figures. We are in the Conlin Center, and we are set for the national anthem. We will be right back after the national anthem concludes.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Conlin Center. Tonight's basketball game brought to you by those of us here on Media Row at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Alex Swan will get you going here in the first half. Coach Lacoste and the ladies are standing by. Chaminade are in the house. Mike Temple also standing by. My trusty sidekick, the senior broadcasting sensation, is Alex Swan. He's alongside. Mike's here. Everybody's here. We're ready for basketball, DU style. First off, I want to welcome back Swanee. He's been on the road, pounding the pavement the last couple of games. Swanee, great to have you back.
Thank you, Stu. It is great to be back, and I'm excited for tonight.
Likewise, brother. Let's get to these starting lineups now as the Silver Swords from Chaminade University have made their way out onto the floor in a handshake with Coach Lacoste. For the Silver Swords, who are 2-10 overall, 2-6 in Pac West play, under Coach Bobby Chianini, who's assisted by Anthony Saito, both men in their fifth year, Crystal Henry, the 5'7 sophomore out of Lihue, Kauai, will be out there to get things started at guard. Gleason Florida, the senior veteran at 5'2 out of Iwa Beach, Hawaii, near Pearl City. Shayna Kawakami out there, the junior at 5'2 out of Honolulu, with Lilia Mayo, the 5'10 sophomore out of Nanakuli, Hawaii. Rounding things out for the Silver Swords, Kennedy Akana, a 6'2 junior out of Kailua. Henry Florida, Kawakami Mayo, and Akana to get the start for Coach Chianini and the 2-6 Silver Swords. For the Penguins, under Coach Tim Lacoste, who's assisted by Fanique Allen, both in their first year here at Dominican. The Penguins 7-9 overall with 4-6 in PacWest conference play. Coach Lacoste will be sending out the spark plug, the 5-footer, the sophomore out of South City, Jade Castro, who had an excellent game just a couple of nights ago right here at the Conlin Center. If you listened in to my partner Michael Temple and myself, Castro was on fire the other night in that close loss right here at the Conlin Center. Sarah Nelson is 6'4" out of Clayton. Nelson, the senior, will be in the middle with Danielle Yamauchi taking the point guard position. The 5'4" Yamauchi is a senior out of Torrance. Alyssa Weather, the first-year Penguin, who's a 5'7 sophomore out of Carrollton, Texas, the high point scorer on the team, and out there with Hyatt, the 6'2 senior out of Oak Hills. Castro, Nelson, Yamauchi, Weathered, and Hyatt to get things started. In the middle is Sarah Nelson for the good old DUs, and she tipped it up against Kawakami, and it looks like the Penguins get it off to our left, attacking the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins with swift ball control to Nelson down low. The first shot on goal from the right wing is missed short. Taken back down by Chaminade. They bring it up very quickly to Kawakami. Into the middle, thrown away as it goes off of the fingertips of the diving Hyatt intended for Mayo. Now, I said Kawakami was involved in the tip-off, but Kawakami's only 5'2". It was Mayo way back when, almost 30 seconds ago. No scoring yet is Hyatt with a steal from the top of the key. She rips it away from Mayo, and the Penguins will take it. Here is Yamauchi from the top of the key. Three ball, no, just a long two ball, and there's the first shot of the night for the Penguins. That is good, 2-0.
And a beautiful decision by Weather to pull that basketball out and found the trailing Yamauchi wide open.
Penguins clearly larger across the board than Chaminade here as I watch practice and the starting five for both squads. The right-handed hook shot goes up with a 360 spinner by Kennedy Akana, 6'2" junior. No good. The Penguins come down with it. 2-0 DU here early in the first half as tonight is the night. The new Chile will be unveiled after 15 years. Nelson from within the lane, another shot on goal, but this one's long. So Alex, one short for Nelson, one long, and if she zeroes in, Nelson's going to be tough. But so far, no points on the board. Turnaround hook shot out of Akana again. The same shot she just missed a moment ago. She misses this one. Nelson with a rebound. 18:30 to go. 2-0 DU. Here's Nelson on the left side. She's being double-teamed, throwing elbows. Here's Hyatt. Right side as Nelson's able to get the ball away. I don't know how she did that without a foul. On the free throw line, back to Yamauchi. Right corner, head fake. Hyatt on the way. Oh, Lauren Hyatt buries it. Deuce!
and she was wide open on the sideline. Akana was giving her a good 2 to 3 feet of space, and she just pulled up in front of her.
Yeah, she really did. Threw the elbows out, pulled up, and buried it. 4-0 Penguins. Right, left, good ball control by Kawakami, but she got down low and was smothered by Nelson, who's 6'4". As listeners know, I've said that a couple times tonight. And it's tough to get away from Nelson with those long arms. Kawakami gets wrapped up, walks with it. Penguins with the ball inside of 18 minutes. 4-0 fans. The three-point specialist Holbrook has come into the game for Coach Lacoste. It's a 4-0 affair. Hyatt down low, 360 spinner, double team. Almost gets stripped, has to throw the elbows. Nelson, here goes Yamauchi, left side, a little bit left. Down with it, Hyatt, and another great rebound. The Penguins are playing beautifully. Down low now, spinning, 360. Oh, with a double pump and a scissor legs, goes weathered. She misses it, too much glass. Pulling it off of the window is Chaminade, bringing it up. Is Hannah Curtius, a 5'9 senior out of Medford, Oregon. She works it down to the low post on the left side. Three ball land. No, they don't want to shoot it. Gleason Florida now flips it over left side to Henry with the dribbler on the way in. And as she steps on the end line, Hyatt went after it, tipped it out of bounds. It'll be Chaminade ball.
And the Silver Swords really trying to work it inside. That's where the Penguins' strengths are, inside with a lot of height with Hyatt and Nelson.
Quick up and in. The three ball by Mayo goes off a little too much. That was a great play. They had the Penguins totally off balance, and she was able to get the clean shot off, just couldn't get it to go. It goes out of bounds again after a little scrum. No, check it. It looked like a jump ball, not a scrum. The jumper goes out off the end line, and Chaminade will bring it back in. Florida on the end line. 4-0 Penguins, 17:08 to go in the first half, fans. Inbounds to Henry. And there's an illegal screen down low, way off the ball, as Crystal Henry had it up on the right wing at about 25 feet, and somebody did it way down low, Alex.
And already you see the aggressiveness from the Penguins getting out, showing good hedges on the screen, and drew that offensive foul.
Holbrook now on the right wing. They work it to the right elbow to Nelson. Over to Weathered, soft jumper, she pulls up, short. That's 0 for 2 for Weathered from the field. Chaminade brings it up, Mayo, over to Curtius, left side, good ball work. Long three ball, off the rim, goes by Crystal Henry. The Penguins with a rebound, they push very quickly. Down low, Nelson, left side, good! 6-0 Penguins.
And that's what happens when the big women run the floor. Nelson beat everybody back and Yamauchi found her.
Crystal Henry now muffs the ball at the feet of Weathered, who comes up with it, and then Weathered somehow has it bounce out off of her knee. So the Penguins' high scorer in Alyssa Weathered goes out of bounds as she dove for it. And Chaminade gets it back. Now they work it down low. They're looking for their first points tonight. Turn around softly from about 4 feet. Kennedy Akana, one of the starters tonight, can't get it to go over the top of Nelson, which is not easy to do, although Akana at 6'2", does have a pretty close matchup against Nelson. Nelson reaches over the top, spikes into Akana on the way down, gets her own rebound, but whistles.
Well, Nelson had the initial block on Akana, and then she was able to regather and go up strong, drawing the foul against Nelson.
She just put the fingertips in there. She didn't want to get fouled, but she had a feeling she would. It's 6-0, fans. With 16 minutes exactly on the clock, Akana to score the first point of the night for the Chaminades from the line. The free throw is deep. Welcoming everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network and listening worldwide and out in the islands right here on Penguin Radio. Radio.Dominican.edu, the 6'2" Akana out of Kailua, Hawaii, back on the line. And she misses them both, and it's still 6-0. Lauren Hyatt with the rebound. And then over to Yamauchi as Weathered transitions across the insignia in the middle of the house here at Dominican University. Hyatt on the right elbow. Back over to Weathered in the corner. Nelson turns around with 12 on the shot clock. Holbrook way out there. Back to Weathered. Now Nelson, 15:37 to go. And it's thrown away as Nelson trying to find Hyatt down low. And Chaminade works it back the other way. Crystal Henry with an easy layup on the left side. And Alex at 6-2 in favor of Dominican. That looked a little too easy.
That was pretty. Curtius found Henry streaking down that left wing and a nice reverse layup.
And the Penguins answer with a nice assist from Lauren Hyatt to Holbrook, and Holbrook fires from very close range, which you just don't see her do. Her specialty is pulling up with a mid-range. Now the Penguins get it back after Akana throws it away. Holbrook brings it up, intended for Weathered. It goes out of bounds. Back off of Akana, speeding down and across the timeline. It's a media timeout, fans. And you are listening to NC2A Division II basketball right here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Mike Temple, Alex Swan, the Swanee, back on the air. The Penguins lead this one by a score of 8-2. We're 5 minutes in, and Swanee, not a high-scoring affair so far.
Not at all. But the Penguins, they can be happy with their exceptional defense that they're playing, holding the Silver Swords to 1 of 7 shooting. And Chaminade has tried to work it inside, and I think the only success they could find is by making jump shots outside. There's just too much height.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Penguins squad, when you put Nelson and Hyatt in there, that's a tough twosome to cover. And the Silver Swords only have the one over 6 feet in Akana. And she's going to have her hands full because the Penguins have their big squad in there. And not to mention Alyssa Weathered, who's the leading scorer on the team. The Penguins so far in this one are shooting at 44.5%, while the Chaminades are only down at 14-3. Well, they've only made one bucket so far tonight. So the Chaminades are going to have to figure out some sort of way to get some offense going against a much bigger and tougher squad in the Penguins, although Chaminade very capable. They do have those two PacWest wins, while the Penguins only have four. So it's not a huge difference, but if you look out on the floor and coming back out for Coach Lacoste, Weathered, Nelson, Holbrook, Hyatt, and Yamauchi, which I think is a great fivesome. Yamauchi in from the end line, throws it away, but Hyatt somehow gets it back. Carly now, right wing, three ball on the way. Holbrook, oh, missed it short. Hyatt with a rebound, in perfect position, kicks it out to Yamauchi. Free throw line, Nelson, turns around, two!
And that is too easy for Nelson. Penguins capitalizing on their second chance opportunities, and Nelson is on the board.
There was a lot of traffic for Nelson, but it was all below her shoulders. Nelson's that tall out there. Now drifting under and throwing it away for Chaminade was Crystal Henry. She's had that problem tonight. That's the second time it's happened. Yamauchi goes left side amid heavy traffic with a layup. Missed it by a mile. A lot of glass. Taken down with a nice rebound by Kennedy Akana, that 6'2" junior. And she brings it up herself. Penguins lead this one 10-2, 14:08 to go after the nice bucket there but to get Nelson off the schneid. Henry now throws it away again. No, it was intended for Henry. It was thrown away by Kawakami. Hyatt now intended for Holbrook in the backcourt, and it's tipped out of bounds by very speedy Kawakami. We're inside of 14 minutes, fans, on this 10-2 affair, and the Penguins are going to bring in Kelsey McKeon, a 5'11 junior out of Alameda. She's in there with Weathered and Jade Castro, who has come in place of Danielle Yamauchi. Weathered now right side, long toss down low intended for Nelson, but tipped away and into Chaminade's hands. There's that tough defense. Gleason Farida brings it up right side. Dump off to Carissa McBride, a 5'10 sophomore out of Oahu, Hawaii, who's come in for the Chaminades. Down low, Mayo, off the glass beautifully with a hook shot. 10-4, good buddy.
And she just spun right into McKeon, took the contact and went high off the glass to finish.
She did go way off the glass, and here's Weathered from the left elbow thinking about it. Sets a screen for Castro. Back to Weathered. Back to Castro in the corner. Castro had a couple of threes the other night from that same corner. Weathered now, standing on the three-point line on the right wing. Castro wants to fire from long range. 8 seconds, six seconds, five. McKeon on the way, three ball, a little bit deep. Loose ball, it goes out off the end line, and it's going to be the Chaminade's ball. It's all about defense, Alex, you know that. Of course, you got to make the buckets when you get the chance as Kelsey McKeon comes out. But the defense is the thing. For one thing, it's the one thing that's keeping Chaminade in this game right now. 10-4, their hustle. There's no nothing better than a lot of hustle. Crystal Henry now has it stripped away. And speaking of hustle for the Penguins, Sandra Ikiora steals the ball away and dumps it off to Jesse Marshall, the three-point specialist. Out there with Castro and Weathered and Nelson. Akiora now, a first-year Penguin, sets a screen. Castro to the right. Soft leap to Akiora. On the end line, it gets away from her. She dives on it, but the Chaminades come up with it. Fast break. Chaminade has numbers. Bringing it up is Kawakami. She dumps it. Left side. Long two ball by Courteous. No. Rebound Chaminade. It falls from Mayo and a whistle. And it's 10-6, and Mayo will go to the line.
And Mayo doing an excellent job running the floor. The Silver Swords were in transition, and Courteous couldn't hit the shot, but Mayo was right there in the perfect place and able to draw the contact against Ikeoria and finish.
Penguins look a little sloppy on the last couple series, Alex.
They do, and you don't like to see that, especially down low, Silver Swords out-hustling them, winning the loose balls.
The one thing we Penguin fans do not want to see is the Penguins becoming complacent at all by having a height advantage and somehow getting ahead of themselves. The free throw is made. It's 10-7. Castro calls out the play. The veteran 5-foot Castro to Weather. To Marshall. Off the glass. Far too much glass. Ikeora with a putback. Good for two. That's what the Penguins need. A little finger roll action. 12-7. Chaminade brings it up with a 5-point differential. Henry. Top of the key. Long two ball. Mayo deep. Weathered rebound. Out off the end line. Fighting for it was Courteous and Weathered. And Courteous tipped it out. An immediate timeout. And here's Alex Swan with the information.
And so far, Penguins doing an excellent job defensively, holding the Silver Swords to 3 of 10 shooting. And on the other side, themselves, 5 of 13 from the floor. But the scary part for the Silver Swords is Danny Weathered has yet to score. And you know she's going to get going, and it's only a matter of time.
Well, Weather's averaging over 28 points a game, I believe. Isn't that right?
Correct.
I'm just checking the stat sheet. Coming into last game anyway, it was at 28. And Weathered, who's been shooting beautifully, also has the most minutes of any Penguin and has the most points scored, as mentioned. So we want to see Weathered get going. The Penguins need Weathered to get going if they expect to win this one. It's a 12-7 ball game. You are listening to Penguin Radio at Dominican University of California, NC2A Division II basketball, where our athletics director is the great Brandon Leinbach, our NC2A compliance officer is Amy Henkelman, and our assistant AD of communications is Brandon Davis. Stuart Horn with you, and Alex Swan, my trusty sidekick, off to my right, back from his travels on the road and back behind the microphone here at Dominican University of California on Media Row. 11:39 to go, fans. The Penguins have committed two fouls, while the Chaminades, the Silver Swords, out of Chaminade, have Silver Sword, by the way. You know what a Silver Sword is?
Is it a fish?
No, it's a plant.
Oh, over I'm way
there.
Off.
Yeah, over there. I think it's found mostly on Maui, although I could be wrong. I've seen them on Maui. And we're back underway as Melissa Boscarino comes in and with a soft jumper spins it off the glass with a ton of English and gets it to fall from close range. That was an athletic move as she had to get up very quickly over the top of the much taller Kennedy Akana. And she does so as we come up on 11 minutes, 14-7. And the throw indoors gets over the head of Nelson, who fights for it. Almost stripped away, but Akana gets it back. Now Crystal Henry scoops it, walks with it. A high dribble there, Alex. You can't do that. Not in NC2A basketball. You might be able to get away with it at lower levels. Not here. Ikeora will bring it in to Castro, and we're back underway as the Penguins transition quickly to the southern end of the Conlin Center from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Now the Penguins really working the ball quickly around. Here goes Castro, and she heaves one up, a Hail Mary, but had no business throwing it up. Henry brings it to the other end and goes up against Boscarino and is fouled. Now I say that because Castro usually has great patience. She knows at 5 feet she's not going to get that many looks. The fact is when she gets a look, she tends to make it. She's an incredible shooter for somebody at 5 feet. She's going up against 6'4" in Nelson, 6'2" in Akana, and on the line is Crystal Henry on the way, and she missed it short. The Chaminades have not made a free throw yet tonight, Alex.
And they need to make them from the stripe if they want to contend with Dominican tonight, especially Henry. She's the best free throw shooter on the Silver Swords.
And that one goes down, and that's my mistake. There was a three-point play earlier in the game for Chaminade when it went to 10-7. Sarah Nelson now is absolutely hammered down on the end line by Akana. No whistle. Coach Lacoste has the hands, the palms to the ceiling. What, are you kidding? No foul? But no whistle was blown. It's 14-8. Driving in from the left side is Hannah Curtius. A rejection by Nelson. It was all ball, no whistle. It's going to be Chaminade ball. McBride out of the game. O'Connor re-enters. Check it, Lily Amayo re-enters.
That was great help defense by Nelson to get a piece of that shot.
Quick up and in. First shot on goal is an air ball. Mayo comes down with it. She heaves it up there. Now Aikiora dives on it. She gets it off to Boscarino. Over to Yamauchi, brings it back up. Yamauchi fakes left, goes right. Marshall with a head fake. Down low, Aikiora off balance, off the window, just out. Nelson now, tippy toes, can't get it to fall. She hits a chicken wing, pops back up after missing. 14-8, Chaminade ball inside of 10 minutes. Holy mackerel, what a ton of action going on here in this one. Florida, she drifts left. She gets it off to Akana. Soft jumper from 15 and a half, no. Aikiora with a rebound. Yamauchi transitions to the other side very quickly. Aikiora now the first-year Penguin at the top of the key. To Boscarino in the corner. She's being doubled. Softly now to Nelson. Turnaround jumper. Just got a bit of the window. It lands back in her hands, and she puts it back. Nelson for two. 16-8.
And that board ricocheted off Aikiora's shoulder, came right to Nelson, and she wasted no time going off the glass.
I have no idea. She missed the first one about 3 feet to the right, not even close to the hoop, and then it came off of someone's shoulder, landed right in her hands, and she was able to just throw it right back in there. 9:22 to go, fans. A timeout has been called by Chaminade, 16-8. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Nothing to say now, nothing to do. Oh, my heart, it was breaking. I've been praying for you. So if in your heart you can find a way, just to take me. Welcome back, everybody. Stuart Horn and Alex Swan. 9:22 to go at the end of that quick break here at the Conlin Center. Well, a pretty good crowd expected tonight, Swanee, for the unveiling of the new Chili, the new school mascot. Last time they had a Chili outfit, the new costume, last time they had it was 2000. I can't wait. I've heard the new one really looks great. Penguins on defense now as Chaminade works the ball around nicely. Aikiora sticks an arm in there, breaks things up, gets it away from Mayo, who steps out. No, she isn't. She's fouled upon by Aikiora. Aikiora had some success there with the tipping the ball out and then slammed into Maya. So she'll go back to the bench and Nelson returns in her place. Some good minutes there out of the first year Penguin Aikiora, the 5'11 freshman. Love her game. Coming up on 9 minutes as Chaminade brings the ball in from the end line. One bounce and inbounds to Maya in the corner against Hyatt. Maya gets a shot off, but a lot of window. Loose ball, Yamauchi's come up with it. Three on one, Yamauchi's the one. She's going to reset and methodically slow things down. I think it's a good move. Right side, Boscarino way out there on the wing. She calls out the play. Oh, and has it stripped away to Henry all alone. Crystal Henry, easiest layup of her collegiate career as she took it with no Penguins within 15 feet as she arrived at the key, Alex.
And Boscarino tried to go with a lazy cross-court pass to Yamauchi, and Henry stepped right in that passing lane.
Well, she saw it early, didn't she? 16-10, Nelson's left side. Nelson answers with two, and it's 18-10. Coming up on 8 minutes as Henry brings it across the timeline. Weathered really playing some big-time D. Thrown away into the hands of Boscarino. As Henry hits the floor hard, Boscarino wants to take it coast-to-coast. Little too much zeal there. As the Boscarino really didn't have numbers, even though Henry was lying in the backcourt. And they bring it back after the miss by Boscarino, who really should have passed that ball off. And Coach Lacoste has really given her a handful, or a mouthful, or some kind of something. He's not happy with that, because she made a great steal. But then she tried to take it all the way in herself. And so I see players do that quite often, and you just got to pass the ball off because everybody's coming in on you, and she wasn't even close when she got to the bucket.
And I think what Coach Lacoste is so mad was, even though that was an ill-advised decision, it put the Penguins in a tussle to try to get back on defense, and Henry, who was down the play before, was wide open, and she got an easy bucket.
That's absolutely right. She was left in the backcourt. It was 5-on-4, and the Penguins had the five. And had Boscarino thought about it just for another second, because she's a very heady player, very crafty. I was surprised she did that, but she was first, the previous play, she had thrown it away. It cost the Penguins two. Then she makes a great steal. Okay, here's my chance to make up for it. And, you know, that's exactly what happened, I think. And Henry ended up scoring 4 points against the Penguins as a result of that. So Boscarino will get it together. We're inside of 8 minutes. Immediate timeout, NC2A Division II basketball, right here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio, 15 years on the air. And the scoreboard is new and colorful, and it's 18-12. Because for a second there it went out and I didn't know what was going on. 7:56 exactly as Hyatt brings it in to Yamauchi from our right to left here on Media Row at Dominican. Mike Temple coming up at halftime. I think we're going to start our halftime extravaganzas again now that we've got the full crew back in place with Swanee back with us. Weathered's got the ball now. Left side, Yamauchi. Hyatt wants to do it. Top of the key, too much window. Oh, she had Nelson wide open, and a loose ball goes in and finds Brandon Davis on Media Row.
And you called it. Nelson was wide open. Hyatt didn't see her, tried to force up the shot, but the Penguins do get the ball back.
Yeah, Nelson was out there on the right wing, and there was nobody around her. So the Penguins get the ball back, fortunately, after the out-of-bounds. And Holbrook takes it right side. Holbrook, a lot of window, rebound after the miss by Curtius. So Curtius brings it up herself across the insignia. Stop and pop, three ball on the way by Mayo, and it's an air ball. And Mayo's usually right on. So far tonight, she's been nails. But Mayo heaves up at nothing but oxygen, and the Penguins get it back very quickly. 7:12 to go. Weathered, who has no points tonight, softly from the free throw line, stops and pops, no. The putback by Nelson is a horseshoe right back at her, but she draws a whistle, Alex.
And Curtius was trying to box Nelson out, and at 6'4", she just went right over her and put it back up quickly and drew the foul.
Well, that's what happens when you try to box Nelson out. You usually hit her in the midsection and just throw her backward. Sarah on the line. Oh, brother. She didn't catch any rim at all.
Just backboard.
I got that shot. You never see that out of Nelson. This one is good, so maybe she's back on track. Nelson's been solid all season. She's been solid since the day she got here. Only the second 6'4" Penguin woman to ever play here at the Conlin Center. The other was Timmy Avani, a transfer out of Cal back in 2002. Okay, here goes another three ball by Mayo. Same place. This time was much closer but didn't fall as she catches a piece of the rim. The rebound is taken by Chaminade. Akana goes three ball left corner now. Penguins with a rebound. Weathered brings it up very quickly, 6:39 to go. Weathered brings it into the corner, goes behind the back, throws it to Yamauchi at the top of the key. Right side Hyatt, right side Hyatt. Hyatt 15-footer, softly long, and the rebound is taken by Maya. Florida brings it up as the clock rolls, 23 on the shot clock. Florida kick out to the right corner. Carissa McBride, a 5'10 sophomore who's in there for the second time tonight, fires on a drifter across the lane, no good. Weathered 2-on-1. Now Weathered breaks away and lays it in for her first points of the night. And Danny knocks it down, 21-12. The Penguins, 6 minutes to go in the first half.
And she's way too dangerous in transition. Henry had no chance stopping her for Weathered going to the bucket.
Just a couple nights ago, BYU were triple-teaming Weathered pretty much all night, laying doubles on her for sure the whole time, and once in a while they'd put three on her. That's how dangerous she was. And Weathered played okay the other night, but because there were so many hands in her face all night long, she didn't score her, you know, her usual number. But the Penguins were good the other night. They were just outplayed by the ranked BYU team. Up and under, are you kidding, by Kawakami with a tremendous play. Kawakami with a shot on the night, 21-14, and that was beautiful.
She got lost into the sea of the trees and somehow went up and under, spun it off the glass.
Threw it backward and spun it off the glass. Mike and I were talking the other night. That's the toughest shot in basketball. A lot of players will say that. When you're right under the bucket, how do you get it in there? I can get it there from around the bucket. I can't get it when I'm looking up through the net. But that's what Kawakami did when she scored that last bucket. Out of bounds on the other end now, subsequently by the DUs. And Chaminade will bring it as the ball left the building. It went right through one of the doors toward the – it might have gone to the locker room. It's not wet, so it didn't fall in the pool, I'm happy to report. 21-14, 5:22 to go. Penguins on defense. Henry, right side, has to get rid of it quickly. Kawakami at the top of the key, pinched it between her hip, but no foul, no travel called. Mayo now, right side. She's got Ikiora all over her. Shot on goal from close range by McBride. Rejection, and the Penguins can't come up with it, and it's out of bounds. Off of the sprinting weather, she was overthrown all alone on her way to the other end. But the toss to Weathered was just a little bit deep, as I think it was thrown by Sorensen, who's entered the game tonight for the Penguins. The 6'2" sophomore Sorensen has got some good minutes the other night against BYU. Inside of 5 minutes, fans, as Henry does that move where she drifts into the paint and then throws it back to the top of the key, play after play. Kawakami dumps it back off to Mayo on the way. Good. Mayo, the soft pull-up from about 8 feet.
And that was pretty. A little crossover on Ikiora in about from 6 feet out. Left a nice little runner.
Chaminade's only down by five. Ikiora from the free throw line. Missed it right. Spits back out at her as Sarah Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game. Bringing it back up after the miss by Ikiora is Crystal Henry, the 5'7" sophomore. With a bounce pass back to Henry. Check it to Florida. Top of the key. McBride thinking. No. Mayo with the limp wrist. No. A little bit deep as it was on its way. Mayo thought it was down. Yamauchi brings it up and has it stripped away right out of her hands by Kawakami. Lacoste is up and he wants a contact call. Yamauchi now chases her back up. And Kawakami loses the handle. And it goes out off the end line. 4 minutes to go. 21-16, NC2A, Division II, Penguin basketball. Here's Swanee.
And on that last play, I think that was a case of Yamauchi with a little bit over penetration as she lost it. That led to Kawakami. Hey, Henry has 7 for the Silver Swords along with Mayo. She also has 7. Leading the way for the Penguins is Sarah Nelson with 9 points, 4 of 9 shooting from the field. And there are 5 other Penguins that each have a deuce.
Fans, 1 week from tonight will be our next doubleheader. Here at the Conlin Center, it'll be blackout night. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Dixie State in the house. That's going to be tough. Dixie always plays the Penguins. Rough, Swanee, as you know. Currently, the Penguins are in a tie, it looks like, for 7th place. And I will go to Mike Temple. Is that right? 7th or 8th place. They're in 8th place, tied with Dixie State. So that is going to be one heck of a night on January 29th, 1 week from tonight. Blackout night. You should come down, wear all black, everything. Support the Penguins as they try to get ahead of Dixie, because the top 6 go to the postseason, and the Penguins are tied for 8th. They could win tonight, then get past Dixie, and that would go a long way toward the Penguin women making it to the postseason in the first year for Tim Lacoste. Inside of 4 minutes in the first half, Penguins on defense. A quick inbounds on the end line goes to Lilia Mayo. She cannot convert with a wide open shot. The Penguins 360 to Weather. She goes up scissor legs with a circus move. No, but Nelson is right there in perfect position to put it back. 23-16. The Penguins are leading this one as we come up on 3.5 to go in the first.
That was a great job by Weather to put the pressure on the Silver Swords, taking it coast to coast. She couldn't finish, but Nelson was there for the putback.
And most of the time, Weather can finish, and of course the Chaminades have to respect her ability. Nice bounce pass on a no-look from Mayo to Carissa McBride. McBride converts from very close range, picking up the no-look. The Penguins' lead is still only 5. Here goes a long 3-ball by Marshall in the corner. No. Coming up on 3 minutes, Hyatt. Back to Marshall. Will she do it again? She wants to go in. She drives the lane. She is hammered along the way by Mayo, by Kawakami, and no whistle? I can't believe it.
And they're going to say Kawakami got all ball and stripped it away. There looked like a little bit of contact.
I thought it could have, tell you the truth, could have gone either way. All right, so the Penguins get it back. 3 minutes exactly, fans. 23-18, Nelson has it on the inbounds. to Hyatt. Right side Marshall. Head fake. Marshall on the wing. Hard bounce pass to Hyatt down low. A little too much rim. Gets her own rebound. Loose ball. Foul committed by Carissa McBride on Hyatt. And she'll go to the line. That's going to be the third committed by the Silver Swords tonight with 2:58 to go.
And what we've seen out of Nelson and Hyatt is they're collecting their own misses. They're really crashing the boards and earning themselves second chances.
Yeah, you're right. That's something we didn't really see much of last year, as Hyatt's first free throw is short and Holbrook re-enters in place of Marshall. Good old number 34. Lauren Hyatt. Boy, has she been great for the Penguins over the last couple of years. She misses this one. Boy, I was trying to set her up there. She missed that one a little bit right. It wasn't terrible, though. 2:52 to go. Penguins on defense now after Hyatt misses them both. Chaminade looking to get back into this thing, and they're not far behind. It's a 23-18 ball game. Three ball on the way. Long range by Curtius. No. Penguins with the rebound. Here's Weathered, three on one, and she takes it in left side, no problem. Weathered was the one and buries the deuce.
And she was able to glide right past Kawakami. The only chance she had was to try to strip it away, and Weathered, strong with the basketball, able to go right at her.
2:20 to go, fans, in the first half of this one. And Weathered dives on the loose ball after Crystal Henry gives it away. Henry fell down. I thought she twisted her ankle. Henry looked like she really twisted her leg around, but she's up, walking, not limping at all. Jade Castro gets ready to re-enter the game, and she'll come in place of Lauren Hyatt. Well, you don't see that every day. The 6'2" Hyatt comes out, and she's being subbed for by the 5-foot spark plug Jade Castro. Also, Akana returns in place of, I'm not sure who came out. I believe it was McBride, not positive. 2:15 to go, fans. The Penguins by seven here. Holbrook's got it. Castro left wing. Back to Weather to the top of the key. 22 on the shot clock as Yamauchi brings it in. So Lacoste is going with his ball handlers. Holbrook, right side, layup, a little bit short off the window. Inside at 2 minutes. Chaminade ball. So they're going to slow things way down. Henry throws it into the corner. As Kawakami brings it back to the top of the key, 17 on the shot clock, back over to Henry. Henry's got Yamauchi just in her face. Yamauchi's just screaming at her and waving the arms, trying to throw off a rhythm. She gets it across the baseball pass, heaves it across the court. Kawakami, they get it off now to Mayo. Three ball from the top of the key, no. Loose ball, Chaminade gets the rebound. Curtius puts it back up, no. Weathered gets a fingertip on it. Yamauchi with a rebound, a buck and a half to go. She brings it up amid heavy traffic across the timeline. Kick over to Holbrook, and it's tipped out of bounds by Mayo. Into the fourth row of the grandstands. Yamauchi will bring it in. 24 on the shot clock as Florida re-enters in place of Henry. 1:18 to go. The Penguins by seven in the first. Lacoste yelling over to Danielle. And they get it into Jade Castro. To Weathered now, 19. Takes a screen from Nelson, right side. Spins, 180, and throws it away right into the hands of the waiting Florida. Lacoste hates what he sees. Up off the window, Castro fouls her, bucket, and one.
And Chaminade went to a 1-3-1. Weather tried to penetrate, and Florida picked off the pass and went coast to coast right at Castro and able to convert. That was pretty.
Weather to the bench, and boy, she's getting it from Lacoste now. You're right. She went 180, and it was an ill-advised play, a poor pass, and it ended up in the Chaminade scoring three as Florida knocks down the freebie. Here we go, fans. 25-21. Chaminade is right there. We're inside of 1 minute, and Yamauchi is being hammered by Curtius. Now they get it to the free throw line. To Nelson, over to Holbrook. Three ball in the corner, good! Carly knocks it down!
You cannot leave Holbrook open. Florida was caught sagging, and Holbrook made her pay.
And Holbrook does that to opposing teams quite often, 28-21. 35 seconds to go, 18 on the shot clock, Chaminade ball. Mayo into the corner, Curtius down low. They work it into Akana. Back to the top of the key. Three ball. Florida missed it right. Yamauchi with a rebound. 23 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. 28-21. Right side Castro. No points for Jade yet. Into the corner, Marshall. Back over to Yamauchi on the right wing. 13 seconds. Now 10 down low. Nelson spins. 9. 8. She dumps in the 2. Good. 30-21. Inbounds. 4 seconds. 3 from half court. The long bomb by Kawakami is missed, and the Penguins go into the clubhouse 30-21 after one half of play.
And that was beautiful patience on that last possession. They settled it down. Yamauchi found Nelson one-on-one, hook shot over her left shoulder, her bread and butter, able to convert, and the Penguins go on a little 5-0 spurt to end the first half.
Yeah, that was nice because for a second there, it looked like the Penguins were getting a little bit shabby, getting a little too loose with the ball control or lack thereof. But as you said, the last 58 seconds of play there, they really got it together and had a couple of nice series. 30-21 as we go into halftime, which usually lasts about 15 minutes. Alex and Michael Temple will be back in about 10 minutes to talk more about this game, have some of the stats and other interesting things going on right here at Dominican University of California on the night that the Penguins will unveil the new Chili the Penguin. And you're going to want to see that if you're watching this broadcast on the Stretch Network. And if you're just listening, well, we're going to tell you all about it at halftime during the men's game, which follows this one tonight, scheduled for 7:30. So Alex and I will be back along with Mike Temple in just about 10 minutes. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
And we're back here in the Conlon Center for second half action in about a minute here. 30-21, the Penguins lead the Silver Swords in this PacWest Conference battle. Leading the way for Dominican has been Sarah Nelson with 13 points. And on the other side for Chaminade, it has been Crystal Henry with 7 and also Lilia Mayo. Same starters for Dominican. It will be Hyatt, Weathered, Nelson, Holbrook, and Yamauchi to start the second half. And we have gotten confirmation from Coach Lacoste. He's starting this second half in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, wants to make the Silver Swords make an outside shot. They didn't hit anything from outside the key. So Coach Lacoste is going to counter that with running the zone, see if they can shoot their way out of it.
He said 18 points in the paint and 3 points from the line. He wants to eliminate all of that and make the Silver Swords beat him from outside. It's Henry on the right wing. Now dumped down low to Mayo. Good contest from Hyatt. Her shot is no good. Out of bounds off of Hyatt, and it will stay with the Silver Swords.
And what I noticed from watching you guys talk and doing all the commentary during the first half was the Silver Swords like to run that back pick with their bigs once the ball gets to the elbow. You saw it again there. But a nice job by Nelson and Hyatt to recover and get a hand on it.
Inbounds goes to Mayo in the corner. She's doubled by Hyatt and Weathered, and they stole it away. Yamauchi comes out of the pack. Probing around the three-point line, now finds Holbrook in the right corner. Man-to-man defense for the Silver Swords. Yamauchi's pass is deflected. She gets it back. Now penetrates to the left elbow. Finds Nelson down low. She's doubled. Kicked out to Yamauchi. Now down low on the left elbow to Hyatt. She's doubled, and she walked with it. So the first turnover for the Penguins is committed by Lauren Hyatt, and the Silver Swords will take over.
And I think Yamauchi has the chance to really assert herself on the offensive side and be more aggressive. She's had a lot of open looks that she's just looked to pass off first. I think if she's more focused on shooting, even though she's a point guard, she's had open looks and she's got a smooth jumper to knock those down.
Mayo spinning on the baseline. She's cut off. Now finds Henry, who penetrates into the middle. Kicked out to Kawakami. Nice dump down pass to Mayo in the trees against Wyatt. She's blocked. And it will be Penguin basketball after Akana had possession and she was laying out of bounds. And so the Penguins will take over. And it's Nelson credited with the block, not Hyatt.
And Nelson leads the nation in blocks, a little over 4 per game. She adds to her total right there.
Weathered on the crossover. She's cut off by Henry. Now finds Nelson on the right baseline. Nelson a quick pass out to Yamauchi. 15 on the shot clock. Now into Weathered's hands. Right wing. Kawakami giving her all sorts of space. Weathered at the right elbow. 7 on the shot clock. Kicked out to Yamauchi now. 4 on the clock. Into Holbrook's hands. Down to 2. Her runner is off the glass. No good. Weathered on the offensive rebound. And she's tied up with Henry. And the dual possession will stay with the Penguins.
Looks like the Chaminade's doing a kind of man zone, like switching off in the middle of the play, because you saw Weather there. They sagged off Weather, but right when she passed it, looked like they switched into man, because right when Yamauchi got the ball, they came out and pressured her. So good defense by the Chaminade Silver Swords not to show their hand, really, and cause some confusion with the Penguin offense.
Both teams struggling from outside. Silver Swords 0-7 from downtown. Penguins 1-5. Inbound goes to Weathered. Dribble handoff to Holbrook. Down low to Nelson now. Her hook shot is no good, and it is tipped out by Hyatt. Silver Swords will have the possession. And a substitution for the Silver Swords. That is McBride coming in. And we have a timeout by Coach Lacoste. And just over 2 minutes into the second half, 18:07. Nobody has scored. It's still 30-21. And Temple pointed out in the pregame of how many turnovers the Silver Swords commit at 21 per game. They already have eclipsed the 11 mark at 12. Penguins still in double digits with 9, but both teams turning the basketball over here.
Yeah, really sloppy play on the offensive side for both teams. Don't know if that's due to the pressure defense that both teams have kind of caused, or if it's just been lack of focus from both teams, but either team not really hitting their stride on the offensive side, and we thought things would change here coming into the second half, but no scoring yet. We'll see if one team can get hot, or even just one player at that, this game could change on its head, but right now both teams relying on that stout defense to keep things knotted where it is.
Penguins 14-39 from the field at 35%, and their defense has been excellent, holding Chaminade 9-34 shooting, 26%, as Coach Lacoste breaks the huddle with the same starters. And it's only a matter of time that the Penguins start to break open and push a little bit of a lead and open up against Chaminade. Inbound goes to Henry. She'll walk it up. 7 points on the night. She plays catch with Florida on the left wing. Now over to Curious. She dribbles towards the top of the key, guarded by Yamauchi. Penguins still in their zone. 12 on the shot clock. Henry looks to penetrate in the middle. She's cut off. Rises for 3. It's no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Akana, and a fresh 30 for the Silver Swords. It's back out to Henry. She tries to knife her way into the teeth and has to reverse it out to Florida. Florida now over to Curtius. Kick out Henry for 3. No good. And another offensive rebound. This time it's McBride, and she gets it out to Henry. Risky pass as Weathered got a piece of it, but Henry tracked it down.
Penguins have the height advantage, but they're not boxing out. You got to get a rebound in the zone.
Curtius, another 3. Way short. Offensive rebound, McBride, and she's fouled by Hyatt. 4 opportunities for the Silver Swords, and McBride will try to cash in at the free throw line.
They have Hyatt and Nelson in, and yet neither could get the rebound. Don't know if that's due to the switch to zone. It's kind of harder to see who's blocking who. It's like not assignment blocking out anymore. It's kind of just finding the nearest guy to you. But there they struggled, got 4 chances at it, and we'll see if Chaminade can capitalize from the line.
As McBride misses the first. 9 offensive rebounds for the Silver Swords, and they have done work on their second chance points. McBride with 1 more. Sorensen checks in for Hyatt. Pardon, that's McKeon. As McBride rolls off her second attempt, and Kawakami is there for the offensive rebound, and she's tied up, but the possession will stay with the Silver Swords.
And we talked about how the Chaminade Silver Swords have struggled all season rebounding, but right now tied with the Penguins, and both at 28 rebounds apiece. That's we thought an area of kind of attack that the Penguins are going to force in on, but not yet.
Akana's jumper from the left baseline is way short and out of bounds. It went off McKeon's foot, and it will stay with Chaminade. This ball has been dominated, the possession-wise, by the Silver Swords so far in the second half.
They had a stat like time of possession. They'd be eating up the clock here on this one.
Risky pass picked off by Weathered. She has Holbrook running on the wing, tries to go coast-to-coast, right at Henry, and she finishes, plus the foul. And Weathered getting going here in the second half as she has 6 points and looks for her 7th the old-fashioned way.
Good attack there by Danny Weather. Like you said, Swanee had Holbrook running with her on the right but decided to take it into her own hands, went right into the defender and finished through contact.
and her free throw is no good. Gets it back on the miss, and she goes right to the rack, can't finish. Rebound by McBride, and she hands off to Florida, and the Silver Swords will look to get a quality possession. 32-21, 16:35 remaining in the second half. McBride on the left baseline has it poked away by Yamauchi. Silver Swords will inbound from the end line.
And this is a must-win game for the Penguins. They're right in the eighth seed, need to get into the top six. This is the team that they're figured to beat on schedule if you're looking at both standings. So Penguins need this victory, and they need to have a good second half.
And a nice move by Akana, and she's able to finish over Nelson with her left hand, 32-23. Nelson is posting on the right low block. She's doubled, has to get it out to Yamauchi. 15 on the shot clock. McKeon, left wing, finds Nelson down low. She spins. There's a double by McBride, and they steal it. Curtius has it, and she's bumped by McKeon and is fouled.
And it seems like the Silver Swords are doubling the post every time. So right when Nelson turns back into the middle of the paint, she's being met by a Silver Sword defender. And that time, good pressure defense. They got a hand on the pass and was able to get the steal.
Nelson, the only lady in double figures for the Penguins. And we've seen double teams come at her all night. The Penguins will need to find the secondary score.
And what a double on Nelson means is no one's going to be double-teaming Weathered. I think Weathered's chance now to really have a big second half here in the next 15 minutes.
Henry is bumped by Weathered as she tried to get into the lane. That foul against Danny Weathered, her first. Now be the 13th foul. Marshall is set to check in after the media timeout. The Penguins lead the Silver Swords 32-23. 15:49 remaining in the second half, and we'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu. Back out of the media timeout. Penguins lead the Silver Swords by 9 as Florida will inbound for Chaminade. She's looking for Akana down low and finds her. She's immediately doubled. Now Shovel passes it to McBride, who is streaking down the lane. She fumbled it, gets it back. Now kicks for Akana on the right baseline. Her jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Henry. Ooh. Kicked out Florida for 3, and she puts it in. 32-26.
You let the Silver Swords hang around long enough, they're going to sense that they're in this game. The Penguins have had no killer instinct in this one, and that's why the game is so close.
McKeon up top, down low to Nelson. It's poked away. Marshall tries to track down the loose ball, but she can't. It's over to the Silver Swords. The 10th turnover for Dominican. And Chaminade is trying to creep back into this ball game. Pressure showed by Yamauchi in the backcourt. On Florida, she breaks a press. She brings it up down on the left angle. Penguins still in their zone. Curtius has the ball out near the three-point line. Bad pass stolen by Marshall. Trying to go all the way at Henry. She can't finish with her left hand. Holbrook has the rebound, and she puts it up, and she can't finish. McKeon has another chance for the Penguins now. Kicked out, Holbrook, rise and fire. Her three is in and out, and the rebound tracked down by Henry. She looks to push for the Silver Swords. Coming up the left wing, nice move as she sidesteps Yamauchi and finishes.
Faked me out too. She faked the pass to the right, then went to the left and was able to scoop it under Yamauchi. Beautiful move there by Henry.
Silver Swords down 4. 14:25 left in the second half. Holbrook gets a screen from McKeon as she curls into the lane. Kicked out to Yamauchi. And a quick touch pass now back into Holbrook's hands. Curling into the lane all the way to the bucket, and she finishes with her left hand.
Nice screen set there by Nelson, and Holbrook was able to run right off the shoulder to finish for two.
34-28. Marshall and Yamauchi applying a little backcourt pressure, and it finds Akana wide open on the right elbow. Her jumper is long, no good. And the rebound to Nelson and the Penguins. Yamauchi out near the three-point line, drifting towards the right side in front of their bench, looking for Nelson down low. She's triple-teamed and now fouled.
They're really trying to force the ball down low to Nelson. Like you said, triple-teamed, but Nelson did a good job keeping the ball high above her head so that way she can get fouled and reached on the arm. Good job by her to stay strong.
Boscarino and Weathered will check in for the Penguins. Out comes Marshall and McKeon. Mayo and Kawakami come in for Chaminade. Yamauchi set to inbound on the baseline. Looks for Weathered right on the low block. She's doubled and has to immediately get it out of her hands to Yamauchi. Yamauchi returns it to Weathered. Kicks out Holbrook. Rise and fire. Her three no good. But a foul underneath as Weathered hit the deck. And this will go against the Silver Swords and McBride.
Holbrook's gotten two quality looks here in the last two possessions at the three-point line. She was able to set her feet, just not good enough to knock them down here as they both rattled in and out. Expect Holbrook to make the next one if she gets another chance like that.
Yamauchi inbounds it to Weathered. She's down low, goes up, and she's rejected. Florida racing the other way for the Silver Swords. Pulls up from 8 feet, can't hit it. In and out, rebound to Yamauchi as the Penguins did a nice job to get back on defense. Weathered coming the other way, pulls it out. Penguins will set up their offense. Nelson has the ball down low, hook shot, in and out. Offensive rebound by Weathered. She has traffic, spins, kicks out Boscarino for three. It's good.
Boscarino not known much for shooting from outside. That time got a wide open look and was able to knock it down. Nothing but net.
Penguins extend their lead to 9, 37-28, 12:55 remaining in the second half. Mayo curls into the lane. Tough hook shot off the glass over Nelson, and it's good.
Mayo's a good shooter, not having a great night from the field, but you saw what she did there. Right when she caught it, looked to go off the glass, and she finished smoothly for two.
Mayo 4 for 14 from the field, and she has 9 points. Boscarino into the lane, finds Nelson. Her jumper from the right angle is short, no good. Silver Swords have the rebound. Here comes Kawakami, 1 on 4. She goes behind the back and pulls it out.
Both teams really trying to pick up the pace here in the second half, and you can see it on the score sheet as both teams are now getting quality looks.
Kawakami has it poked away by Boscarino. Here she comes coast to coast right at Florida and draws the foul. So great defense by Boscarino, the Bulldog, and she was able to get out in transition and went right at Florida. And Sorensen is going to check in after the first free throw from Boscarino.
Quality minutes from Boscarino checking here in the second half. First, she knocked down the three, down that one, got the steal, and was able to push the tempo and draw the hard foul.
Boscarino's first free throw is no good. And here comes Sorensen. She checks in for Nelson. Akana and Curtis check in for the Silver Swords.
And that has to be a point of emphasis for Coach Lacoste and this Penguin team. You've got to start making your free throws. 1 of 6 on the day, and on the season they're at around 60%. That is empty points that you're leaving at the line.
And she missed them both. It's a good point, partner. Kawakami going the other way. Finds Curtis open in the left corner for three. It's no good. And it's out of bounds as Henry tried to hustle down the rebound, but she couldn't stay in play. Possession over to Dominican.
The 5'9 senior Curtis had a wide open look in that left corner. Penguins fortunate that that one bounced in and out and that they were able to get the loose ball to go out of bounds.
12 minutes to go. Penguins up 7. Yamauchi had a screen from Nelson and she was cut off. Now kicked out to Boscarino. She picked up her dribble. Now finds Holbrook. Gets a screen from Weathered. Curls into the lane. Stops. Pops. Her jumper no good. Gets it back. Goes inside and is fouled.
Good job by Holbrook there to follow her shot and get the rebound and then go quickly right up with it once Chaminade was kind of scrambling. That was why the shoe's fouled right on the arm on the shot.
Holbrook will be at the line concluding this media timeout. Penguins lead the Silver Swords 37-30. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu.
recognize a science of mind and matter, how the mind is influencing the body, and in turn how body is influencing the mind.
Yesterday, forget it, tomorrow is nada. Present is right here through the breath, watching atheist Jesus piece hanging on a cross. We sit and discuss God on lawn chairs about how we got here, what it is, what it isn't. Shit, fate versus fate, scrimmaging with coincidence. Leave out the marketing, hold up on the business end.
And we are back at the Collins Center. Penguins lead 37-30. Alex Swan back on the call.
Holbrook at the line for two. And her first attempt is good. Penguins 2-for-8 now from the stripe tonight. And Holbrook looking to convert on both. And she does. Nothing but nylon on her second. Penguins up 39-30. And they've been able to keep Chaminade at bay so far. But the Silver Swords are never out of this ball game. Nakana has the rock on the left wing. Now finds Kawakami, top of the key. Penguins, their zone getting a little bit more aggressive. A lot of active hands. Down low to Curtius. Kicked out to Kamakawi. And she looks back for Curtius. Turns and finds Henry. Four on the shot clock. Chaminade doesn't see it. Curtius has to fire it up. And now gets it into Mayo's hands. And she puts it in. As she was the only Silver Sword aware of the shot clock winding down. And caught the pass from Curtius. And hit a tough fadeaway jumper.
That's the right person for Chaminade if you want a quick shot, because Maya always looks to shoot right when she catches the ball. She's able to fire it up, get her feet settled, and knock it down for two.
39-32. Here's the runner by Yamauchi. It's off the glass and good.
And that's what I want to see more of. Yamauchi attacking the rim just like that. They're not expecting her to shoot. She caught him off guard and was able to finish for two. Nicely done by Yamauchi to attack the hoop.
Kawakami cross-court pass to Curtius on the left wing. Now up top to Akana, and she was fouled on her jumper inside the three-point line. This will go against Sorensen, and Akana will go to the line for two.
Just a little bit too aggressive of a closeout by Sorensen there. Thought she got there with no contact, but ref saw something different. That's why the ball was airballed a little bit there, and we'll see if she can convert from two free throws on the line.
Kennedy Akana struggling from the field a little bit tonight. 1-for-9 as she misses her first free throw. As she shoots it at 66% from the stripe on the season. Castro checks in for Boscarino. And she's out there with Yamauchi, Weathered, Holbrook, and Sorensen for Coach Lacoste. And Akana's second free throw is pure, 41-33.
Chaminade won't go away.
Yamauchi looks to push, finds Holbrook up ahead, collides with Akana in an offensive foul on Carly Holbrook as Akana was able to establish her position.
Good attack from Holbrook. You like the aggressiveness. Akana just was sitting there the whole time and kind of maybe dramatized it a little bit as she flopped, but ref saw something and called the foul.
Kawakami got by Castro, and now Castro pokes it away from behind. Penguins on the steal. Yamauchi gets it ahead to Holbrook on the right wing. Now over to Castro up top. Penguins will look to find the open lady. Now it's Weathered as she looks to post, and she's fouled. Going right at the smaller Kawakami. She'll go back to the line for two.
Thought Weathered was going to settle for that mid-range jumper as Kawakami didn't come out on her to really close out, but instead Weathered opted to go right into the much smaller Kawakami who was guarding her and then drew the foul.
Weathered, her first is good. She's got 7 on the night. Henry returns for Chaminade. Only player still in double digits is Nelson with 13 for the Penguins. And on the other side, it's Mayo who has 11. Weathered second is good. And she pushes the Penguin lead to 10. Just over 10 minutes to play here in the second half. Penguins showing pressure with Yamauchi as a lot was applied on Henry. She lost it off her foot and she regathered. Yamauchi looked back to the refs as she thought Henry double dribbled. Ref said play on, and she advances across the timeline. Now it's down low to Miles, spinning baseline on Sorensen, and finishes with the left hand.
Really impressed with Miles' game. In the second half, she's been able to convert on a much higher efficiency. That time, Sorensen was kind of caught off guard that she was able to go to the reverse and finish.
43-35. Weathered, right wing extended, going right at Mayo, underneath, has position, she can't finish though, and the rebound over to Florida. She gets it up ahead to Henry, streaking down the right wing, goes into traffic, nothing there, and she's tied up by Weathered. Good defense as the possession will go over to the Penguins, as Henry has tried to penetrate and kick a lot tonight. That time Weathered tied her up. Nelson comes back in for Dominican. And Weathered will walk it up and try to attack the Silver Sword zone. Weathered on the crossover, gets into the paint, picks up her dribble, needs help. Kicked out to Castro. Left wing, curls inside, leaves it for Nelson. Her jump shot, no good, way off the mark and out of bounds. She didn't graze any iron.
And I think sometimes Nelson maybe rushes her shot. She had a wide open look at the right elbow. No one really coming out on her closing out. She just kind of shot it up right when she caught it. And that's why it was too short. She didn't get any legs into it or any bend.
Courteous brings it up across the timeline. And Castro had two hands on her hip as she is fouled. And this will be their 16th foul. Both teams have 16 fouls committed. And that's Castro's second personal. Florida will inbound for the Silver Swords as she finds Mayo in the right corner, guarded by Weathered. Cross-court pass to Henry was dangerous, nearly picked off by Castro, but Henry was able to receive the basketball. Working on the left wing, now finds Mayo, flashes at the high post, free throw line extended, kicked out to Courteous. Now back to Mayo, 10 on the shot clock. Courteous once again, touch pass to Akana in the corner, jump shot as Nelson got a piece of it, way short, rebound to Castro. Coming down the right wing, takes the contact from Florida, fires up a shot, no good. Comes out to Holbrook for three, it's short, Weathered on the offensive rebound. Third opportunity for the Penguins, she finds Nelson and she scores.
Much better patience there by Nelson. She caught it, took her time, bent her legs like I was talking about, made the adjustment, and was able to finish for two.
45-35. 8 minutes remaining. Henry guarded by Yamauchi on the left wing. Down low to Akana, she's doubled, has to kick out to Florida. She's in trouble and nearly threw it away. Yamauchi got a piece of that pass. Out of bounds, Silver Swords will still have possession out of this media timeout. Penguins up double digits, 45-35. 7:52 left in this second half. And Mike, Penguins haven't been able to extend too deep into the double-digit lead, but they've kept the Silver Swords from getting close to contention.
Yeah, this second half has been much better than the first in terms of execution, and really more focus, I think, has been displayed by this Penguin team coming out of the locker room from that first half. You can see that the turnovers only two here in the second half. They're starting to take better care of the ball and execute on the offensive end. And I really like still the whole way through, their defense has been constant. They're really denying passes, getting in the passing lanes, making each shot difficult for these Chaminade Silver Swords. And I think that's the reason why this lead is now bubbled up back up to double digits where it's at 10.
Chaminade struggling from the field at 31%. But on the other side for Dominican, it hasn't been much easier. They're shooting 35% from the field, but have developed a 10-point lead. By the way, forcing 17 turnovers for the Silver Swords, only 11 for the Penguins. Sarah Nelson, still the only player in double figures with 15, and Mayo on the other side with 13. She leads the way for the Silver Swords. Penguins break the huddle with Nelson, Weathered, Yamauchi, Castro, and Holbrook. Castro will try to deny the inbound on Courteous. Courteous nearly threw it away as her pass was batted out of bounds by Weathered. That was a lazy pass, and Weathered nearly stepped in the passing lane to take it away from Mayo. Silver Swords fortunate, and they'll inbound right in front of their bench. Courteous will try it again. Finds Akana on the left elbow, spins right around Nelson and goes off the window and puts it in.
Beautiful move there by Akana. She used the contact on the first backup, then she went softly off the reverse to trick Nelson, who's a great shot blocker.
Weathered on the crossover, gets into the lane and scores from 10 feet.
And you can see Weathered starting to heat up now. Now she joins Nelson in double digits. Beautiful move there to get the mid-range jumper.
Courteous comes across the timeline, nearly throws it away. Henry and Weathered go to the floor, and it's a dual possession. and it will stay with Chaminade. A great hustle by Weather to go to the deck and earn that dual possession.
You can see the Penguins defense really upping the pressure now. They were playing zone for a majority of this second half now, going a tight man-to-man pressure kind of defense, and it's really causing some problems for the ball handlers of the Silver Swords.
Mayo, a wild shot, goes high off the glass, and Akana is there for the offensive rebound, and she is fouled on the ground. That is the seventh team foul against Dominican, and it will be a one-and-one opportunity for Akana. And the personal foul going against Carly Holbrook. Akana averages 8.5 per game, 66% from the free throw stripe. And her first one is in and out. Weathered has the rebound. 7:15 left. Weathered looks to push. Dribbles near Holbrook on the right wing. Now pulls it back out. Works on Henry. Goes right by her to the bucket and scores.
Weathered had a slow game against BYU Hawaii, only scored 11 points. She had a kind of slow first half considering her normal season average. Now starting to pick things up, and that's why the Penguin offense is running good.
And a steal. Castro coming the other way, finds Yamauchi, and she's fouled. So right off the bucket from Weathered, the Penguins speeding up Chaminade a little bit, forced the turnover, and now Yamauchi will go to the line for a one-on-one opportunity. 47-37, Penguins up 10. Weathered now in double figures along with Nelson. She has 12. And Yamauchi at the line for her first free throw attempts as she knocks down the first. She will get one more as the Penguins are at 6 for 12, now 7 for 13 from the line. And more pressure being applied. Yamauchi, Castro, and Holbrook all in the backcourt. Florida is doubled by Castro and Yamauchi. Now Mayo has it coming up the right wing. Castro hounding her. She spins, finds Henry, scoop shot into the lane, off the glass, and puts it in.
Nice athletic move there by Henry. She went to the left side but used her right hand to flip up a nice two-point layup.
49-39. Weathered posting on the small Kawakami. She spins and scores.
That should be the plan every time down. If they're going to keep Kawakami on Weathered, Weathered has a size advantage. Keep going down low.
Kawakami broke down the defense, kicks it out for Henry, and she banks in a three. I don't think she called bank temple.
She didn't call bank.
She'll take it. 53-42. Timeout by Coach Chiannini in the Silver Swords. Penguins up 11. Trying to earn their fifth Pac West win and eighth win overall. And Temple, so far, Penguins applying a little backcourt pressure, putting on the full court press, have forced 18 turnovers from the Silver Swords, and they're starting to open up a little bit.
Yeah, overall, I think the plan has worked for Coach LaCose. He noticed that the zone was kind of slowing down their offensive pace and wasn't really getting to the kind of efficient basketball that he likes to preach. So he went to the pressure defense in the backcourt, was forcing some turnovers. That's why the offense was able to start getting some easier looks on some fast break opportunities. But then you saw there the last two chances down, the Silver Swords broke the press and were able to get quality looks. That three-pointer that they banked in and that layup from Henry, they've got two quality looks off the last two possessions. So we'll see kind of if they've made their adjustment, and the Penguins can counter that with some defensive adjustments of their own.
Out of the media timeout, Weathered will inbound to Yamauchi. She's trying to go coast to coast. Nice dump down to Nelson, and she puts it in. Silver Swords came out of the timeout with pressure, and Yamauchi was able to beat the press from Kawakami and set up Nelson. 55-42. Henry, top of the key. She has 14. Finds McBride, spinning along the baseline, cut off by Nelson. And now it's into Florida's hands, driving left. Her floater is long. Offensive rebound by Mayo, and she's able to knock it down.
Fortunate bounce there as Mayo was in the right place at the right time, and she knew what to do with it as she finished for two.
55-44. Holbrook is in the corner with the rock. Wide open, lets it fly, no good. And the rebound to Mayo. For Holbrook right there, maybe you take a little more time off the clock. Is Coach LaCose not too happy with that possession? Here's Mayo. Three-point line extended. Gives it off to Florida. Now gets it back. Turns, cross-court pass to Florida. Left wing, gets Weathered in the air, and her jump shot is good.
And And this pace is way different than what we saw in the first half. Both teams are getting open looks, and they're able to convert. Weather kind of closed out a little too aggressively there, and the Silver Swords are able to get the nice two-point bucket.
Castro open for three. It's no good. Holbrook battling on the offensive glass, and she earns the Penguins a second chance. Yamauchi, quick pass over to Castro. Penguins look to set up their offense. Still in Castro's hands. Left wing. She had a mismatch with Mayo. Now finds Weathered, who goes right to work. Her floater is good.
Like I said, get the ball to Weathered. She's working on Kawakami, who's a guard. Weathered, right, once again, face the basket and a nice mid-range jumper.
57-46. Henry lost the handle for a moment. Was able to get it out to Mayo. And now a dribble handoff to Kawakami on the left wing. She finds Mayo flashing along the left elbow. Pass down to McBride. Her jump shot is too long. Weathered with the rebound, and the Penguins will methodically bring it across the timeline.
No need to rush a shot here. Work through all of your progressions. Kind of get a good look with the shot clock melting down.
Weathered along the left baseline. Gets in the key. Kicks out for Castro. The high floater is good over McBride. Tough shot by the 5-foot Castro. 59-46. Here comes Kawakami along the right end line. She's bumped by Weathered, and she draws the foul. And this will send her to the line for a one-on-one opportunity.
The offense is cycling well through Weathered. You saw that time she was a facilitator. She drew the double team, threw off to Castro, and Castro alertly pump faked at the three-point line, blew by her defender, and used that patented runner, which is so smooth that Castro really relies on since she's a shorter guard standing at only 5 feet tall to finish for two. Nice ball movement, beautiful execution, much better of a second half in terms of focus, I think, for the Penguins. They came out here with a point of emphasis to get the victory and do it handily. They're starting to do that here with only 3 minutes, 32 seconds left.
I like that. And what you bring up with Weathered, how she facilitates, she can score down low. She has a mid-range jumper, and any time she gets into the paint, the Silver Swords have to collapse on her, leaving open shooters and forcing the defense to rotate. Penguins now up to 40% shooting from the field, 25-62. The long ball hasn't been there, only 2-for-10, but they've found ways to score the basketball. Henry has 14, the leading scorer for the Silver Swords, and Mayo coming up on a game high of 15 points, 7-for-18 for Chaminade. And Mike, as the Penguins came into this ball game, they expected to win it. They wanted to get a big W and to try to push this pace, especially against Chaminade, who particularly isn't too big, and they've been able to do that.
Yeah, Chaminade has done a good job trying to insert their game style and what they do best, which is kind of slow things down and try to hit open jump shots. And they did that in the first half. But here in the second half, we've seen the adjustments. The Penguins have really sped up the game and forced havoc in the backcourt, causing these turnovers to almost get into the 20s now.
Florida was able to knock down the first. And she gets one more. And she hits that one as well. 2-for-2. From Florida, from the stripe, 59-48, 3:30 left in the second half. Penguins trying to improve to 8-9 overall and 5-6 in the PacWest Conference. Weathered has the rock on the right wing, tries to go to the crossover. Now she's doubled and dribbled it off of her foot and out of bounds. Silver Swords able to force the turnover, as that's the Penguins' 12th tonight.
That was just a case of Weather trying to do a little too much there. She saw the double team try to dribble through him, and when it ended up going off her shoe and out of bounds.
Yamauchi and Marshall applying backcourt pressure on Henry. She's able to break it, gets into the middle of the defense, kicks out to Florida, curls into the lane, nice pass to Mayo, wide open, and she's able to lay it in.
Chaminade will not go away. You've got to like this determination from the Silver Swords. They're a well-coached team, and they're executing here.
And now steals. Henry's able to poke it away from Yamauchi, and now a dual possession as Yamauchi was able to recover and tie up Henry. Possession will stay with Dominican as the Silver Swords came with a little half-court trap there, trying to confuse Yamauchi, and did. We have a timeout, 2:48 left in the second half. Penguins still up 59-50 here at radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Yamauchi is set to inbound right in front of Media Row here. She gets it into Marshall. Silver Swords trying to double her. Now it's back into Yamauchi's hands. Pass goes down low to Nelson. She's doubled and fouled.
Fortunate bounce there for the Penguins as Jesse Marshall kind of forced a bounce pass into Sarah Nelson, and it went right through the hands of a Chaminade defender, and Sarah Nelson was able to get the grab and get fouled. Almost could have gone the other way, and with this game being a single-digit lead for the Penguins, they need to take care of the ball as the time is in their favor with only 2 minutes and 39 seconds left.
The eighth team foul committed by the Silver Swords, and it sends Nelson to the line for a one-on-one opportunity, and she knocks down the first.
Big free throw there by Nelson. She struggled from the line this season, but she's been able to answer here in the clutch with a huge one there at the first front end.
She got them both. Extends the Penguins' lead to 11. Full court press put on by Coach Lacoste and the Penguins. Henry going coast to coast, rejected by Nelson. Yamauchi coming the other way, doesn't have any numbers, and she slows it down on the right wing. Cross court to Holbrook. Now dumped down to Weathered. She was cut off and finds Yamauchi at the top of the key.
Penguins should be in no rush here. Just take care of the ball, cycle it through the perimeter, and really look for one good look.
Nelson finds Holbrook going back door. Her jump shot is off the mark. Trying to save it is Weathered, and it goes into Curtius's hands. 61-50, 2 minutes left. Curtius coast to coast over Nelson, no good. And Holbrook has the rebound. Under 2 minutes now. Penguins in no rush, except Yamauchi tries to find Nelson down low, who was running, trying to beat Akana back and turned it over.
A little ambitious of a look there by Yamauchi. Not what you want to see with the clock so little and the lead so big.
Akana, a three, and she draws nothing. An air ball out of bounds. Possession over to Dominican.
I think that's a look that the Penguins will settle for. The 6'2 junior forward settling for a three-pointer atop the key. Didn't hit anything in the Penguins. Good defense there to give her the open look.
Castro, the only guard back for the Penguins. Weather tries to get it in. It was tipped away by Kawakami out of bounds. And this time Castro will inbound for Dominican. Marshall and Weathered are lined up, stacking it right at the elbow. And she gets it in to Marshall, who breaks down the defense, finds Nelson, and her jump shot is a little bit short. Akana with the rebound. Under a minute 30 now. Florida tries to penetrate. Kicks out to Curtius. Rise and fire. Her three is short. Akana races down the rebound on the left wing. 1:13 left. Kawakami putting the moves on Holbrook. Nice pass underneath to Mayo, and she finishes.
Good attack there by Kawakami. She drew the double team, bounced off to Mayo, and Mayo was the fortunate end on that, and she finished for two.
61-52 as Coach Chiannini and the Silver Swords spend a timeout. Penguins lead by 9, just over a minute remaining with 1:05 left. And so far, Temple, the Penguins have not relinquished the lead once in the second half. And even though the Silver Swords have tried to throw different pressure and different looks defensively, they've been okay attacking Chaminade.
Yeah, I think the last couple of possessions were unwarranted for Coach Lacoste, or not wanted, just due to the quickness of the shots and their lack of finishing or execution. They had that turnover with Yamauchi, then the quick shot by Marshall that was missed. So other than that, the Penguins have done a good job countering every defense that Coach Chiannini has thrown at the Penguins. But now it's just a matter of finishing. They got to take care of the ball and make your free throws here in the last minute.
And as Stu mentioned earlier, it is the unveiling of the new look, Chili the Penguin. And it is academic night as well. Penguins are undefeated so far in academic night. And the Lady Penguins are looking to extend that streak as Weathered is fouled. And she'll step to the line. This will be another one-on-one opportunity. That foul is committed against Hannah Curtius. And we're getting confirmation they have won on academic night 6 years in a row. And Weathered, she's got 16 tonight, 2 for 3 from the stripe. And now a late substitution. It's Mayo coming in for Curtius. Weathered's first is good. And she is right on her season average at 17. And her second is also pure, pushing the lead to 11. Under a minute. Inbound goes to Mayo. Cross-court pass out of Kawakami. She's doubled by Castro and weathered. And Castro reaches in and commits a foul.
You can't foul in this situation. You're up by 11 with 53 seconds left. You're stopping the clock here, and you're giving Chaminade a chance to knock down two free throws without running off any clock, especially at half court. No reason to foul there. Another poor job of the Penguins here down the stretch in kind of execution. Really, this might be a point of emphasis for Coach LaCoste and something to practice his girls on, but down the stretch, the Penguins have kind of let Chaminade stay in this game.
As Kawakami knocks down the first. What do you think about, though, of the four guards surrounding the center, Nelson? That allows them to play a little more faster pace and get more pressure in the backcourt.
Yeah, and they're getting all their best free throw shooters in as well. So that's I like. It's just not the execution part right now to where they're fouling. They're getting turnovers just like that one right there.
And a steal by Henry. Tries to go all the way. She can't finish, though. As she had wide open teammates in Mayo and Florida down low. Silver Swords with 35 seconds have to get up a shot quickly. It's Henry open for three, and it's good. So just like that, a four-point possession for the Silver Swords to cut the lead to six. And Temple, you talked about how the Penguins weren't closing out the Silver Swords particularly too well. Well, they just proved you right. 31.5 ticks remaining, and now we have a ball game, two possession.
Yeah, you're up by 11 with 53 seconds left. Chaminade has the ball, then you foul. They get two free throws, then the steal and knock down a three. That's 5 points in a span of 20 seconds to where you shouldn't be giving up even 2 points in the span of 20 seconds at this point. You make shots difficult and you don't turn the ball over and you make your free throws. This game should have been over a long time ago. But you got to credit Chaminade for sticking in this one and knocking down clutch shots like that three-pointer.
It will be Weathered, Yamauchi, Marshall, Nelson, and Holbrook on the floor. All ball handlers besides Nelson. As Chaminade has four players in the backcourt to the Penguins two, and it's Marshall and Yamauchi. Both of them are going to get doubled. Weathered has to go full court pass to Nelson, and she finds her, who now delivers a nice look underneath the Holbrook and lays it in.
You said it right there. Four Chaminade Silver Swords in the backcourt. Weathered found the open Penguin in the front court, and they finish for two.
Penguins up by eight. Florida launches a three. It's short, no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds by Weathered. The Silver Swords are still alive by the skin of their teeth with 18.5 seconds left as Mayo checks in for Courteous.
Got to make sure you don't foul a jump shooter here. If they're going to knock down a three, just make them earn it, but do not foul in this situation.
The lob for Mayo off the inbounds. She tries to go up over Holbrook. Can't finish. Offensive rebound for Akana. 10 ticks left. She spins. Left-handed hook shot over Nelson. Rims out. Nelson has the rebound, and she outlets to Holbrook, and she will dribble out the clock as the Penguins will earn their fifth PacWest victory as they defeat the Chaminade Silver Swords 65-57. They improve to 8-9 overall and 5-6 in the PacWest Conference. Chaminade drops to 2-11. And 2-7 in the PacWest. Leading the way for the Penguins was Sarah Nelson with 19 points, and Danny Weathered was right behind her with 18. And on the other side, it was Leela Mayo, the leading scorer for the Silver Swords, who dropped 19 points, and right behind her was Crystal Henry with 17. The story tonight, though, Mike, Penguins force 18 turnovers, and they play excellent defense, and they earn the 8-point victory.
Yeah, this game was won because of their defense and their second-half adjustments on the offensive side. They were able to speed up Chaminade, force turnovers, like you said, 18 turnovers that Chaminade had in today's game, and that's what got the Penguin offense going. They weren't doing it by themselves. They were forcing turnovers, getting out on the break, and making things happen that way.
Once again, the Dominican Penguins defeat the Chaminade Silver Swords 65-57. And their next game will be on January 29th here in the Conlin Center against Dixie State. That will be a blackout for you fans out there listening and students attending. The men's will take on Chaminade here at 7:30. The 7th place men's Dominican Penguins team going up against the 8th place Chaminade Silver Swords. It will be a crucial conference matchup between the two. We'll see what happens. Mike, Stu, and I will be back on the call here in the Conlin Center in about a half hour. Penguins defeat the Silver Swords 65-57. and we'll be back here on radio.dominican.edu for men's action.